Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens return from their bye week.
Okay, appreciate you guys all coming out. Welcome back. Good to have you back. And it's been good. Had a very productive week. A lot of work went into the week in terms of the coaching staff and trying to turn over every stone and figure out every avenue that we can do to create opportunities and advantages for our team and for our players going forward. We know we've got a big challenge in front of us, but we also have a great opportunity, and we're looking forward to it. We just can't wait. The guys were great today. They were locked in, had a really good practice, great meetings, felt great about that. They'll be off and preparing tomorrow, trying to just kind of get themselves right for Wednesday, and then we'll be off on the week. So with that, what questions do you have?
John, right now, coming off the bye, you have a two-game lead in the division. If you win all your games, you basically control your fate for the number one seed. I mean, how do you feel about kind of the state of the team right now heading into this final 5 games?
I'm excited, just like all the players are. I hope the fans are, with the opportunity that we have and that our guys have created for themselves, and you do that by just taking it one day at a time and trying to be the best football team you can be and try to play the best you can. So I feel like our guys have done a good job of that, but it's always looking forward. Challenges are in front of us, and we need to be ready for them.
John, from a rest and kind of health recuperation standpoint, did you feel like this week off was good from the quarter guys when you see them out there today?
Oh, yeah. They're good. I'm sure it is. I mean, they see them, but they feel good. They're full of energy. But it's a long season. It's a big challenge. And every one of these games is a really physical type of a game. So our guys can use it. I know a number of teams, other teams had it this week. So we're the last bye, I think. And so everybody will be full on for the rest of the way.
John, do you watch the games yesterday?
Yeah.
Root against the Steelers and the Browns? Are you
of course, absolutely.
Did you watch the games?
I watched most of them. Yeah, I didn't. I can't say I was right glued to the TV for every single play, but and I don't have a package or anything, so I got to watch the red zone a lot of times. So, I mean, why would I have? I'm at games. I mean, I'm not watching games. I'm not going to pay for that. No way. But then on the bye week, I will say on the bye week and on the Thursday game, I was kind of mad at myself for not having it. But. Absolutely. You root against all the teams that are, in your way. So that's what we did. We had a good day.
What was it like watching Joe in the Orange or the Browns and playing the team you're going to play next?
I was rooting against Joe and the Browns. That's what we did. I think Joe is cool. It's cool what he did. He looked really good. But I couldn't root for him yesterday. So.
Obviously, the Rams played well in that game. Stafford's healthy and good.
Right, yeah, the Rams, we've been studying those guys really pretty much last week as well, and they won 3 in a row. They're coming on. I think Sean has done a really good job with their team. Their coaches have done a good job. They're young, built around two superstar players, one on offense, one on defense. You know who they are. And then a number of, young guys, rookies who are playing well for them, playmakers, very physical team, play super hard on defense. Just very impressive what they've done, we recognize the challenge that's in front of us. We understand what they're bringing. They're fighting for a playoff spot, but we're fighting for things too, and we've got a lot to play for. So, I'm confident our guys are going to be out there, playing well and playing their best.
You touched on this a little bit before, but how beneficial is it to have it at this point of the season? And secondly, is there any sort of mental reset for you guys kind of hone in on? Obviously, you're looking at
Well, I think the guys have a chance to focus in on what's in front of them, and then you get that week to kind of think about it and put it in perspective. Our guys have a good perspective on it. They understand where we're at, what's required, and what's possible, the opportunities that are created. They understand that, and I think they're focused in and locked in and ready to go. Yeah, I mean, that's what the National Football League is. That's what you try to do every single day, every week, every year. That's what we do, and I love our guys. We got the right kind of guys who understand what we're about, what we stand for, kind of from a football standpoint. So our guys have done a great job. I love our culture, so to speak, the environment, the values that people have here. They love football. They want to work hard. They want to be at practice. They want to be in meetings. They love to go play games. That's where we start. We're football. That's what we're here for. You know, we're here for football. We got a bunch of guys that love football. So I love working with guys who love football.
John, when you have the time to do these kind of big picture analyses, do you find yourself more curious looking at why you've done the stuff that you've done well as opposed to the stuff that you could be doing better? Is there a camp that you're kind of more drawn to and looking at?
No, everything. I mean, I appreciate that. You have such great analytical questions, and you make me like think, oh, okay. What do I think about that? I don't really think about that. I mean, I just, you look at everything all the time. These coaches over here, we got some of the best high school coaches in the area, the most successful guys here, all nominated for Coach of the Year, high school coaches in the area, just fantastic football coaches. And it's the same for you guys as it is for us. I don't think it's any different. You look at your team, you got the eye test, what you see on tape. You got the analytic test is what the numbers tell you. And you look at all that stuff and you say, okay, what are we doing well? What are we not doing well? And where are our opportunities? What can we leverage to give our guys an advantage going forward to you know, make plays and be the best players they can? And that's really what we're trying to do. And some things you say, hey, we need to do more of. Some things less. Some things, you know, not at all. It's not good for us anymore. We can take advantage of this. We don't need to take advantage of that. You just do the best you can figuring all that stuff out and you go forward and go fight.
On the few injury things that you did have coming out of the last game, I guess Matabike, the protocol, Marlon with the calf, I mean, are those looking pretty good right now?
They are looking pretty good right now. Yeah, I think on Wednesday you probably have a more definitive type of an answer, but I'd say right now there's a lot of optimism.
Zach Ertz was released by the Cardinals last week. How much interest do the Ravens have?
Well, I mean, you know, all the guys, anytime a great player is out there, you sure look at it, but I would say this about that right now. We like our tight ends. You know, we really like our guys. And, you know, like I said, I'm not ruling out Mark Andrews for the down-the-road future at all. This Mark is so darn tough. And you know, Mark's one of those guys that really, really and truly, you say a guy eats, sleeps, and breathes football, that's Mark Andrews, you know. So, you know, he's going to do everything he can to get back down the road. But the guys that we have right now, our young guys, they're real guys. They're real players. And I think right now we'll just roll with those guys. Mm-hmm.